Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All right, let's get ready for week four around the NFL. Who's feeling the heat is where we can start. I'll tell you that the first coach to be fired odds are tightening here. They're Tennessee tightening.
They're tightening.
Literally and figuratively.
Tighten
so
up.
You got Mike McDaniel minus 150 offshore, and then Brian Callahan plus 150 of the Titans. And then Dable. Brian Dable at 3-1, Raheem Morris at 9-1. So I can't see Raheem getting fired anytime really at all this season, but certainly in the weeks ahead. Same with Dave Canales, Carolina, D'Amico Ryans, Houston, the guys that are next on this list. To me, McDaniel in Miami makes some sense. Callahan in Tennessee I still think is an aggressive timeline in year two, but I guess it's possible if they go like 0-5, 0-6 or something like that. But those two guys being the top two over Brian Daboll is interesting because Daboll's already benched a quarterback. There are at least reports that maybe he's feeling the heat from ownership, and that's why he didn't wait a week to make the quarterback change. Otherwise, Danny, why are you starting Dart this week against undefeated L.A., a really good Chargers defense? You could have just waited one more week, one more loss, and then started him at home against the Saints, or I guess in the Superdome, wherever they are.
Yeah, that says to me that the heat is on. Does that make sense? Like, in other words, the pressure is already mounting. Like, three bad showings. I mean, one decent one, I guess, where they played competitive. But for the most part, you're going, this, they don't belong. And what's going on here? Hey, look, we got a new toy. Everyone get excited. Isn't this interesting? It's Jackson Dart time. That tells me that they couldn't afford to wait for a soft landing spot. They had to do it right now.
So I don't even know if this is fair or not, because it's one terrible game. It's a couple of not ideal games. But the quarterback feeling the most heat this week, fair or not, is Michael Penix of the Falcons.
Yeah.
Because they got shut out 30-0, and because he has the less than ideal situation of having a quality backup behind him, a veteran who at one point last year before injury, Kirk Cousins was putting up some pretty gaudy numbers. I think they will and should, for the record, stick with Michael Penix. You got to give him a lengthy leash here. He's very, very young. It would probably be a detriment to his development if you sat him down early this season. But Penix is the guy of all the quarterbacks in the league that might need the biggest week just to fend off some of the wolves at the door here.
That's a good one. I got Bo Nix in there as well, but it's a similar sort of state of the union, right? You look at Denver, they're 1-2 in a really, really tough division. Had a game in hand that they probably should have been able to close out and win against the Chargers, but they got Herberted. But he hasn't played particularly well just yet. That was part of the calculus, I guess, talking about Denver maybe being the team to overtake Kansas City or at least give them a threat or at least bother them. And it hasn't happened just yet. Defensively, they're still very good, and Nix hasn't clicked in year two with Sean Payton and company. But I think Penix is the leader in the clubhouse there because, you know, you have a $40 million guy that you benched to go to you, and it hasn't gone very well to this point this season. And I thought it would, frankly. I saw enough last year to go, hey, I think they got something here. Because maybe I was a fan of him already, and it's a little bit of confirmation bias. But I thought they would hit the ground running a little bit better than they have to start the season, and they have not.
You know what my favorite thing about Ryan is, the most adorable thing is? Every single time my computer dies, which is at least once a show, because I have a bad wire, a bad computer, or both, I'm not sure.
Yep.
He immediately texts me within a split, like within 1 second, to tell me my camera's off. Never, ever considering the possibility that my computer died and I've got to, you know, recorrect or do some other. He's like, your computer died. I'm like, remember the problem yesterday and the day before? And it's still that, man. It's still that.
I feel bad. I actually was trying to help, and I told him that your camera went away.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he's catching a little shrappy there. But he does, that's the only time he talks to us is basically when our camera's not on.
I got a text from him for the first time in 3 days. And so I was like, oh, what is this? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what was the last text, camera?
It says your camera's off. Yeah, 4 days ago, he says, can you turn your camera on, please?
Camera, please, yeah. Can you hop in the stream?
Corporate Clarion.
Corporate Clarion, man. Single note.
All right, so we talked about Thursday night football a little bit already. We got NFC West action tonight. Seahawks, Cardinals, both 2-1. Someone's going to be sitting pretty going into week 5. Getting into the Sunday slate, I'm very interested in this Vikings-Steelers game. Here's why. If Carson Wentz plays well, he did this past week, but it couldn't have been an easier 72 and sunny situation. Two defensive touchdowns, blowing a team out.
Yep.
Game script is on your side. They score 48 points, and some of those are on defense and special teams, as I mentioned. So it was an easy day for Carson Wentz. But if you could play the Steelers, not like their defense has been a juggernaut early this year, you get a quality win on the road in Pittsburgh, playing well. Now we're talking about him leading Minnesota to 2-0. The numbers are going to be on his side. There's going to be a groundswell to have him start even when J.J. McCarthy's back.
And the other side of the ball, for Pittsburgh, if they go 3-1 with the benefit of getting Carson Wentz, if you can't just run the ball down some team's throat, Cincinnati was hapless last week. Jordan Mason ran for .116. You and I could have run for 100 yards against that defense, which is woeful. If Pittsburgh wins, just a Pittsburgh-style thing, you look up through a quarter of the season, roughly, now that there's 17 games, they'll be 3-1 without having much good on offense, with their defense having given up a bleep ton of points to the Jets and having looked mediocre at times. Here they will be in position to be a threat in the AFC North for the millionth straight year.
Yeah, I don't know how much people are up on what's going on with Pittsburgh's offense and yardage so far this season, but they are bottom three in the NFL in what is called yard margin. So, like, how many yards you gain and your opponents gain. I mean, games are being dictated to them. They are getting outgained massively. There are 29 teams in the NFL better than them in that area right now. So it's not like it's been pretty. I mean, they've been able to win two games. I give Rodgers credit for that. But they need to get a lot more consistent really, really quickly. And they're going to have a struggle running the football all year, too, it would appear, based on the first three games of the season. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bills should have no problems with the Saints. This could be your most lopsided game of the early part of the year. 3-0 Buffalo hosting 0-3 New Orleans. It's kind of a matter of how long until they go to shuck and they bench Rattler at this point.
Buffalo's excellent. New Orleans is not. I think one team is a potential Super Bowl champ. The other is probably picking first, in my view. I think New Orleans, you know, is just sort of waiting as long as they can to pull that lever that you just mentioned. There's not much exciting there. I think they should already be exploring trades for shipping Alvin Kamara out of town to a contender. He could really help somebody as a, you know, do-everything Swiss Army knife back that's great out of the backfield, great at catching passes. Having a guy like that on a team that's going to win two or three games doesn't really help you. They're the largest dog of the week. I think it's 15.5, depends on your book. But my goodness gracious, Buffalo just catching a break there after having a couple of tough games in a row.
Browns are 2-1 at home, trying to get to 3-1 against the Browns. It's hard to imagine Cleveland would knock off Green Bay and Detroit in consecutive weeks. This is one of those survivor spots where I think you roll with Detroit because the Browns just had their gasp, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They just stole the game they weren't supposed to. They did it at home a little easier than doing it on the road, oh, by the way. But I will say, I'm back on the Lions in a big way. Week one, they got blown out by the Packers. Their offense looked like just terrible, I guess, to say a word I'm allowed to say.
Yep.
And then, you know, you start asking questions. Okay, Ben Johnson's gone. What's it going to look like? Their O-line's not quite on the same level personnel-wise. Well, two wins and two strong performances since. I thought Goff was really fantastic in primetime this past week. Made a big-time money throw to win that football game on fourth down to Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I'm in on Detroit. You know, it looks like they are offensively in a very, very good spot, even without Ben Johnson alert.
470 yards of offense average over the past couple of weeks as they've scored 90 points. Yeah, they're doing something right there for sure against pretty decent opponents defensively, too. I mean, I don't think Chicago's good, and, you know, the Ravens have certainly leaked here early on, but still, the way they move the football, the way they've run it, since that week one aberration, again, we always do this, right? We see a week one result, and we go, oh, my God, look at X. That's the way it is. And now we slowly have deposits in a counter direction. I think Detroit will be just fine and dandy. Cleveland's defense is good. Now, you wouldn't know it all the time. They just shoved it on Green Bay, but because their offense does them no favors and they've been on the field a whole bunch of times and just hasn't looked great through a handful of weeks. But that's the only way they're going to stay in the game is if they muck it up somehow. But I think Detroit is too good.
What if the Texans lose to the Titans? 1 o'clock game in Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Houston, they're both 0-3. The Texans correctly are favored in this game, but they lose 14-9 to the Rams, can't move the ball. They lose 20-19 to the Bucks, last minute drive by Tampa. Then they drop a 17-10 game to Jacksonville. They absolutely should have won. They should be 2-1 right now. They could be 3-0. Instead, they are 0-3. The CJ Stroud sophomore slump has gone into his junior season, so I don't know what we call that. DeMeco Ryans has fired coordinators, and they still can't get this thing figured out. You get a gift wrapped matchup here with the Titans, but you got to take advantage.
Yeah, they're minus 43 through 3 weeks. Tells you everything you need to know. Talking about Tennessee, right? They are not competitive at this stage, and there's not much going right. It's a bummer because I still like Cam Ward an awful lot, but you know what's he supposed to do? He's treading water as best he can, trying to survive. Only completing 54% of his passes. Nothing prolific happening there. They've got a couple things that are interesting. Okonkwo and Tony Pollard in the backfield. Again, that's not exciting to people, but they're just pedestrian. They're bad. Houston, if they don't get off the schneid this week, when is it ever going to happen for them? They are probably the most disappointing team in the NFL, I would say, at 0-3.
Panthers are in New England to take on the Patriots. So if New England is going to be the surprise AFC team that everybody kind of liked coming into the season after they spent a lot of money, if Mike Vrabel is going to be a Coach of the Year candidate who changes the culture in year one, this is a game you got to win. You got to get to 2-2. You can't be 1-3 with losses to teams like the Raiders and the Panthers and get to 9 or so wins or something. But if they're 2-2 through 4 games, you're positioned okay with a really easy schedule moving forward. For Carolina, they got right against Atlanta, 30-0 win. Pitch to shutout. This is a competitive defense. We talked earlier about the Chargers and the Giants. The Meadowlands is the site of 0-3 New York turning the reins over to Jackson Dart. I cannot wait to watch him. He was brilliant in the preseason. Danny, I think the insertion of Dart on offense just opens up their playbook. You know, Daboll in Buffalo with Josh Allen, a lot of design quarterback runs, especially down near the goal line in the red area, you know, low red zone. I could see Jackson Dart having 7, 8, 9 carries in this game, 5 or 6 by design, and them really trying to open their offense up that way.
I don't know what you do to this Chargers defense. You know, that's a tough landing spot for anybody making their first start, let alone a pretty inept Giants offense. I mean, to me, it's pretty simple. You've got to find a way, even though the other team is going to be focused on him, to get Malik Nabers the football. If you got to pop pass it, put him in motion, put him in the backfield, do something besides just have him line up on the left side and hope that he breaks and gets free of the double coverage or hand it to Tyrone Tracy or Cam Scataboo, whoever the hell you got. I guess Tracy's injured. But this is a tough landing spot for anybody. It tells me that they couldn't wait for a good landing spot, that they had to do this now because I think the pressure is mounting. For the Chargers, they've been so unbelievably impressive to me. Offensively, we know it's the Justin Herbert story. He's been outstanding through 3 weeks. To me, though, the story is the defense, where they have been outstanding back-to-back weeks, less than 270 yards, total yards allowed on that defense as they've haven't forced a ton of turnovers, only 3 in that one game against the Raiders, but they are just so sound, and they are flying around making plays on the football.
3-0 against 3-0, the only game this week of undefeated clubs, Eagles, Bucks. And if you look at it, Tampa Bay historically over the last decade has
done well. Yep.
They have beat up on the Eagles at times. I mean, they definitely wear the pants in the relationship. Now, I'm not picking them this week, but if it happens, remember that Tampa Bay over the years has just brought their A game against Philly. The game is at Raymond James in Florida. Somebody's getting to 4-0. Someone's fallen to 3-1. That's your best game in terms of records on the slate. I think the overall most intriguing, maybe a matchup of the weekend, is the Ravens and the Chiefs. That's a 4:25 window game on Sunday. Kansas City could put together a signature effort and get their first quality win of the season. If they don't, though, man, the story is going to be they're 1-3. They can't beat the top teams in the AFC that they're playing. They've only beaten the Giants. The bloom is off the rose a little bit here with Mahomes and Reed and company and an offense that's just a tough watch.
The similar story of Baltimore loses, right? They're 1-3. People thought before the season Super Bowl contender with a lone win over the Browns. So, how's everything going for you guys as well? A lot on the line there. Real quick on that Eagles-Bucks game. That's two teams with similar pathologies, where they haven't been great for 60 minutes in any of their three wins, but they have found a way to come back and win some of these one-score games with a little bit of magic. No Mike Evans, but I think Chris Godwin is coming back in that game. Something to monitor for the Bucks.
Tampa Bay is one of three teams in the NFL that has not turned the ball over yet. They've scored 23, 20, and 29 points in their win. And as you said, they have gone down the field for game-winning scores on their last two games against the Texans and the Jets. So it's not like they're pummeling bad teams, but they are doing enough. Baker Mayfield is playing his butt off. I mean, he's on a short list right now of the quarterbacks that are seeing the field the best, making the best decisions in the NFL early this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.